Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
They or you? For they have devoured Jacob and devastated his homeland. Psalm 79, verse 9. This is the middle verse of this psalm, which in Hebrew literature makes it the central theme of this psalm. Asaph describes something that is not a very pretty situation. Asaph says, they have done this. But to whom have they done it? To the Israelites? Yes, but it goes deeper than that. Or should I say it goes higher than that? They have actually done these terrible things to God himself. Your inheritance is invaded. Your temple is destroyed. Your servants are attacked. Your name is dishonored, and insults are hurled at you. In the New Testament, Jesus said his followers should expect persecution. But notice that Jesus said this persecution was because of him. See Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, and chapter 24, verse 9. Also John chapter 16, verses 2 through 4. They are not really attacking Christians, but they are attacking Jesus himself. When Jesus revealed himself to the persecutor of Christians named Saul of Tarsus, he said to him, Saul, why do you persecute me? Asaph recognizes they are attacking God, so he also expects that God will deal with them. May your mercy meet us. May your name be glorified. May your strong arm be revealed. May your sheep be protected. And may you be praised forever. When, not if, persecution comes our way, we must remember to shift our paradigm from they to you. They are not to be feared, but God is to be feared and reverenced. They don't get the final word, but God, you get the final and decisive word. When the attacks come because you stand for Christ, take your eyes off of your persecutors and put them on your God.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.